Well, hello everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and I'm so excited about this call because we are officially launching the Astral Alliance Mastermind with this complimentary call today. I wanted to get all of you together on a call just to let you know what's up for the year and give you a quick rundown of some of the things we'll be covering. Logistical things, and also open the line up for any questions you might have, and just give you a general idea of what's going to be really magnified in 2014. And of course, I'll be doing my forecast videos, and I have another exciting video coming up in February that's actually going to talk more in detail about 2014. But I wanted all of you to just get a sense of why this idea of creating a mastermind that really allows you to focus in a huge way on your business, on your heart-centered business, is going to be so important in 2014. Now, of course, some of you are in Numerology Academy, and so you would know that the number 14 is the media number, and that would cover everything online, which is, of course, where we'll be spending a lot of our time is looking at your website and marketing and sales. And so that is really going to be a huge, wonderful opportunity for Internet entrepreneurs next year. The other thing about next year that's so fabulous is that it's a seven-year. And seven is so much about growth and learning and using your intuition like a laser beam of wisdom. So for heart-centered entrepreneurs, it's an amazing time for you to be coaching others or helping others in some way to actually find that wisdom within. So I'm really, really looking forward to next year, and there's so much that I'll be talking about in the next few months with all of you. But today I just wanted to welcome you to the group and also to just let you know that during our monthly calls, which officially begin in January, we'll be doing a lot of laser coaching, which really fits in with that number seven, which is the number of the laser beam. So laser coaching is where I just focus in on whatever issue you're having at the time, and we'll answer your questions one by one. And then the group will also participate. So if anybody in the group has an answer for your question, they will also join in and help out. And that's the whole point of a mastermind, is that we're all getting together and we're masterminding. We're creating a much greater group mind that works in cooperation. So we're all supporting each other as well. So it's important for all of you to participate and share your ideas when they come up, because, you know, being heart-centered allows you to really be open to receiving ideas and inspirations and answers to some of the questions that come up. So having said that, I do want to now get into some of what we are going to cover next year. This is more hands-on, logistical, you know, stuff that I will be creating handouts for, PDFs for you, and go more in depth, much more in depth with you during our calls and also, of course, during our live events, the first of which is January 31st and February 1st. So I want you to have, hopefully you have a pen and paper, because there are three things I want you to write down right now, because this will be very much what we'll be focusing on in terms of just the logistics of being a heart-centered entrepreneur online. And really, when I say heart-centered, I mean that your heart is engaged. It doesn't mean that you are a coach or a divination arts practitioner, but that you are really engaged from the heart to serve others in whatever way that may be. Just want to get that clear. So take down these notes because, again, the Abundance Alliance Mastermind, you know, one of the reasons I formed it and one of the main reasons is so that people who are not into hard selling understand how they can still make really good money using soft sell methods, but there are certain specific methods that are just tried and true that I've been using for many years and that I learned myself by being in a mastermind for 3 years and then having personal coaching since then. And so these are just integral to being a success. And so the first of these, of course, is that you have a website. So we will be covering that in depth, having a website. But here are the three important points about why you know, what the purpose for your website is. The first purpose of your website is to capture leads. Capturing leads, without leads, it doesn't matter how great your website is, you will not have an audience. So your website is a store, and your audience are your future customers who come to the store. And so capturing that audience is really the first purpose of your website, to capture leads. The second purpose of your website is to make sales. So, you know, you can't make sales before you capture leads. So the second, number two purpose of your website is to make sales, to sell any kind of program, product, or service that you have to offer. And the third, number three purpose of your website is to build up your brand, to build your image, and to promote who you are, who you truly are, with integrity. So really, you just need to magnify who you already are. You need to show your true character and magnify that on your website so that people gravitate towards you. And there are many, many ways to do that, all of which we'll cover. But you want to capture, the way you capture people's attention and capture those leads is by having something that they feel drawn to. And so that's something magnetic that you exude when they arrive at your store, at your website. So you'll learn about really the most important web page that you'll ever build. And it's called a landing page or squeeze page. And we're going to go into building how you build this page in great detail, because there are five elements that create a great, great landing page. And I want you to know what those are and how to use them for you specifically. So that'll be really one of the first items that we're going to check off. And so after you have your website and you build a landing page, you want to focus on the second important part of running your heart-centered business, and that is your lead generation gift, the free gift that you give out in exchange for information about your lead. That will always include their first and last name and their email address, but it can also include their address and phone number, depending on how you set this up. So why is your gift the most important element of your lead generation strategy? We're going to cover that because, you know, you want to be able to understand that this gift that you're giving out is truly marketable in so many ways. And, you know, that this page that you're going to create, which actually gives away this gift, this landing page that I mentioned before, that element of your business is actually sometimes the only thing that a entrepreneur uses to make really good money. So just between those two things, your landing page and your lead generation gift, there's just a lot that you can learn right there. So I'm going to show you how you create this gift quickly and effortlessly. It really isn't difficult, and it shouldn't be difficult. And so I also want to show you how this page or this lead capture part of your website needs to look like, because the look is very important. Obviously, when we're online, we're dealing with very visual concepts, and this is something that is very important, the colors, the look, the feel. Are all very, very, very much part of how you capture people's attention. So, and then you want to learn what happens after you capture your lead. What do you do with them, right? So remember, the number one reason for your website is to capture leads. And so now we've covered your landing page, your lead generation gift, but then we need to cover what you do with those leads. And that's where you get into your list, because your leads create a list, of course. And your list is obviously the most important part of your heart-centered business. Is these are people who you've qualified already. So they're qualified leads, meaning they have opted in because they wanted your free gift, which means they're showing an interest already. They're curious. They gave you their email address. And so you've already qualified them, and that's a good thing. So how are you interacting with your list? And how does your landing page interact with your email system? And so I know this sounds overwhelming to some of you, and it's really not difficult. It's just I'm using terms you may not be familiar with, or it's just a lot of information I'm giving you right now. But we're going to cover this step by step so you don't have to feel overwhelmed by everything I'm letting you know right now. So what I will be showing you how to do is getting an all-in-one solution where the sales and marketing are all together, so you don't have to split them up with different parts of your business. And this is really the best way to go. So the other thing I'm going to show you how to do is how do you capture prospects or leads and place them into specific categories, because there's a way to do that as well, especially once they show interest in something that you have to offer. So, and then after we look at lead capturing and your lead generation page and your list, we're going to look at strategies to generate more and more leads. So how do you get more leads, right? How do you get people to come to your website? And so that's when we get into the whole marketing, the internet marketing. And this is really the fun part, because leads are absolutely the most important part of what you do. And building your list is the number one thing you want to do, right? So first we'll talk about how you get leads using getting free traffic to your website. And I'm going to show you 6 ways to get free traffic. And this is, you don't have to spend a penny doing this. And it's an easy thing to do. And by now you're actually working with the topic of your interest. You can literally go in there and go to areas online that are all about what you're interested in. And so this is what makes it fun, is you're actually doing something that is related to what you want to do, right? So now I'm going to tell you right now, I don't recommend Google AdWords, contrary to most marketing gurus out there. I don't like pay-per-click, and I'll show you why I don't use those. You can use them if you want. It's not like they don't work, but I'll just explain to you why I don't use them. I use other ways of bringing free traffic to my site. And some of those include, obviously, other kinds of ads, including banner ads, Facebook ads, YouTube, magazines. There's even direct mail, you know, where you're literally mailing postcards. That's another way, and I'll show you how that works. That's actually quite a very, very important part of a business. Now, again, you're not going to do this all at once. We're going to do this step by step by step. And some of this you may not do till many months or even a year or so from now, because you do need to take this one step at a time. But I'm going to show you how to do it so that you have a plan and a roadmap that you can work with, right? So you don't feel like, well, what do I do now? I'm going to really show you the map as it pertains to your business. Okay, so then the 5th item we're going to look at, which, and this is again so much fun for us heart-centered entrepreneurs, is creating relationships, right? Because you have these leads now, which means you have a list to write to. And so what do? You write to them. You write newsletters. And again, this is about the topics you love, right? So I'm going to show you the best way to send them, how often, how to structure them, the most effective types of emails, because there are actually several different types of emails that you can send. I'll show you what those are. And the great thing about sending these newsletters is they're so much fun to write. Once you get into, you know, the fear of writing to your list, which is very, you know, I had that same fear, and I had two different kinds of websites, and both times, you know, I had the fear, oh my gosh, are they going to like what I'm going to write about, or are they going to opt out of my list and, you know, be afraid of that. And anyway, I learned so much about the fact that you actually do want people to opt out of your list, meaning they don't want you to write them anymore. Right? So you actually do want that. So, you know, there's reasons that you should be happy when that happens. So I'll show you how to structure these newsletters, and I'll also show you how you will be using your blog, because there are five ways to get traffic to your blog as well. And your blog is a fantastic tool because it really gives other people an insight into who you are and what you love to, you know, write about and what you're about and what your interests are. And your blog, obviously, are your newsletters that you post. Again, once you've written your newsletter, you actually post them on your blog. And I don't know if you all noticed, very recently what I'm doing now is I'm actually not putting the complete newsletter in my email that I send out. I actually just put half or two-thirds of it and then have you click through to my blog and see the rest. So there's a reason that I'm doing that, and I'll explain why that is. But in any case, you do want to have that newsletter up on your blog, and so that's a really important part. And you're probably wondering, okay, Tanya, you're talking a lot about writing at this point, so how do I do that? I don't know how to write. Well, copywriting is one of my great gifts, and I love doing it, so I'm actually going to teach you my copywriting formula. And it'll make things so much easier for you because, again, you'll have a step-by-step formula that you can use to write your copy. So copywriting really is the key to your success. You've captured the leads. You have an audience. They're interested in what you have to say. They're coming to your website. You're attracting them there. Now, what are they looking at? Well, they're looking at what you're writing or your videos. Your videos are also based on writing, right, because you do have to have topics and a script for your videos. So really, copywriting is the key to your success once all this other stuff is set up. So I'm going to show you how to write a sales letter and what you always include. And I'm going to give you pricing options. And I'm going to show you really just how to structure it and what you do in preparation before you even start writing it. And so my copywriting formula, which is very powerful, is going to take you through that whole process, the prep, the most important thing, your headline. Without a good headline, it doesn't matter how good your sales letter is, your sales page will not pop without a headline that grabs their attention. So I'm going to show you how to write a headline. I'm going to give you my top 10 rules for headlines. I'm going to give you a lot of headline templates to use. So this is going to be really powerful stuff that you're going to love because it'll get your imagination going, and you won't feel like you're in the dark when you're actually setting up this all-important, these pages on your website. And of course, we will look at them together. That's one of the reasons we're having laser coaching every month, is I'm going to get your website up. You can ask me, can you please take a look at this? We'll all be at our computer, hopefully. If not, you can listen to the call later and look back. But we want to be doing this work on the monthly calls together, not just in our live meetings. Okay, so that's part of what we'll do. I'm also going to give you many other tools for copywriting, and including how you write an order form, because that's important as well. There's a step-by-step formula for that. So again, all of these tools that I'm talking about now, you know, you don't need to really take notes at this point, because I'm going to give you PDF handouts, which I can send you, and also they'll be handed out at the live events. But anything I hand out will also be delivered to you in your email inbox, so you have it to print out easily. So you know, this is something I want you to have. So really a good thing for you to do is to have one of those three-ring binders, and you can just, as you get the information in the PDF form, print it out and then put it in your three-ring binder so you really start creating a workbook. And then you can put your own notes in it as well. So I would highly suggest you do that. I love having things in physical format to refer to, and I love highlighting, and that's why I don't really do the Kindle thing or the iBook stuff, because as nice as it is to have just when you're traveling, I prefer physical product that I mark up and highlight and use again and again. So, okay, so having said that, let's get to point number 7. So you've now started to create a sales page, but you're wondering, Tanya, why are we talking about the sales page? You haven't even talked to us yet about creating a product. Well, the biggest mistake people make is working on creating the perfect product before working on the strategy for launching their product. Let me say that again. The biggest mistake people make is working on creating the perfect product before working on the strategy for launching their product. So what I learned early on, many, many years ago, with my copywriting mentor, is always write your sales page first before you create the product, because it is in the writing of it that you figure out what you're going to put in the product. And by the way, you don't only do that, you sell. You actually start selling the product before you even create it. I know that sounds contrary to everything you've ever probably heard, and maybe some of you have heard this before, but believe me, it is the key to success, is you want to sell your product and see how it's pulling before you create it. So the sales page always gets written before you create the product. You know, I've learned the hard way. Many entrepreneurs online have learned the hard way, where you literally create a product that doesn't sell, and you've got it in your garage, whether it's a book or an information product, and it's not selling. So really, the best way to do this is to work on the sale page. And in the process of working on it, you really, really tune in, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you so many strategies. I'm going to give you this amazing checklist for you to work with. And that checklist will really narrow down what it is your product should have, what it should cover. And by doing the sales page, you'll actually create a much better product, if you see what I mean, because you're going to tune in first, and then because you're going to actually be in your sales page. You're selling, right? You're already selling, so you're already tuning in. Okay, are they really going to buy this? How's this going to affect my client? So it's the only way to do things is to create the sales page first and then create the product. So now the good news is it's very easy to create a product. It's so easy. So especially because you've done this, the hard part first, which is write that copywriting, right? Do the sales page. So, and I will show you why information products really are the best products, why they really command the highest prices, and how to create one fast. Because it, like I said, it doesn't take that much time to create a product. So what you are going to learn is what you do when you want to create a written product, an audio product, or a video product. So I'm going to show you each one, how to create them, all the steps, and what you need to do. So I know by the end of this call you're going to feel totally overwhelmed, but let me tell you, when we go through this throughout the next 12 months, your imagination is going to be on fire, because you're going to have a way to process your ideas and make them real. And that's the whole point. We want to be able to use the internet to promote your gifts and help people. And so this whole way of strategizing and putting it down on paper so that you have a roadmap is going to be the key to your success, because it'll really stimulate your idea process and your ability to sit down and look at an actual plan that goes from step 1 through 10 or however many steps it is, and just allow you to process the information and you know, create something viable. So the other part of creating products that sell is I'm going to show you what to never leave out when you are creating the product. Okay, so there's something very important you want to put in to the product when you're actually selling it. So, and I'll also show you, this is really important, well, how do you launch a product, right? You have this, the sales page, you have the product, or you're going to create the product, but how do you launch this product that you haven't created yet? Which I know it sounds strange, but you know, how do you launch it, right? My favorite way to launch a product is free teleseminars and webinars, and I'm going to give you my complete system, the insider's guide to how you do this, especially for heart-centered entrepreneurs. And it's really powerful, and it's really fun, and it's free. So, like I said, the internet is an incredible place. Next year, it's going to be an amazing place to be, and it's so untapped because most people don't know how to use the internet properly. So, and then finally, point number 8 is we are going to look at the back end of your heart-centered business. So, what do you now do with clients after they have purchased from you? This is really important because now you have actual paying clients. They've bought a product or service from you, and now there is something very important that you must do. So, and this back end part of what I'll teach you is how your business will become really profitable, because this is how, when you start having repeat clients, that's when you know you have a system in place that you can use over and over again. And so I'll teach you about the back end, especially as it relates to heart-centered entrepreneurs. And so basically what this is you're using your expertise, you're using your interests to make money. And so it's fun because you're interested in the topic, you are setting yourself up to have expertise in that particular topic, right? And you're going to make money by supporting others using a topic of that you absolutely love. And so once you have this system in place and you have clients who are purchasing from you, that's when you can step into structuring your own coaching program. And we're also going to look at that. This is much more advanced, but you can absolutely, those of you who are ready, structure a coaching program, and I will show you what to do and what not to do. This is a very, very wonderful part of any heart-centered business. So we'll be getting into that as well. Now, I do have the Q&A queue open for any of you who have questions so far. You can press *6 at this point, and I can answer your questions. I know this call is not necessarily meant to coach you right now. I'm just giving you a nice overview of some of the things we're going to cover and how I'm going to support you and what we're going to focus on. Because really, my whole goal with all of you is that you start bringing in money doing what you love to do. And so the way to do that is to really take the methods and the strategies and the handouts that I give you, and of course the personal coaching and the laser coaching that I do with you, and take them to heart and really, really activate what I'm showing you to do. So that's really the key, is what do you do with the information? As I tell my daughter this all the time, Clara, who's a budding pianist, and you know, when I tell her something or when Clayton says something to her, she says, "Oh, I know, Mom," or "I know, Dad," and so we say to her, "Well, you know, Clara, you seem to know a lot, but you haven't really shown us in your actions. You know, we're just reminding you, you know, that this is what would help you to progress And so then she gets a little quiet. She says, "Okay, I understand." So anyway, it's funny because we all, I do this too, you know, the know-it-all. Like, I know. But knowledge is one thing. But implementing knowledge, boy, that takes you to a whole nother level. So I'm going to make sure, that's why we have these monthly calls, to keep you fired up and going, because, you know, the whole point of this program is you invested a lot of your time and energy into it, and I want to make sure you get something out of it. So, and that's where you play, obviously, your part as well. So now, here's the wonderful thing that I wanted to structure the mastermind in a certain way. So I set it up by doing two things for you. I really want to start off the program in a very personal way with you, and that is going to be your astral abundance, your actual strategy call, your map your strategy call with me, 75-minute call that we're going to do. And so if you haven't scheduled it with Molly yet, please do so, because I am getting really booked up now in January, and I did put aside time for all of you. I'd really like for you to respond so we can get you scheduled. And because I'd love for the call to happen before we meet at the end of the month. Now, some of you are not able to make it in that live meeting. That's okay. I did explain to you, as long as you come to one of the two meetings, I want you there then for the June meeting if you can't make January. But all of you who are coming, really, I'd love to set up your map, your strategy mentoring call and talk to you before then, because this is really very important for me to be able to coach you for the year that we have this special one-on-one call together. The other thing that I really wanted to do for all of you to get you started is to create this this astral abundance creation training video for you. And so this is really going to be it's going to be a fun video for me to create. I love creating these videos that elevate you and get you really focused in on what you need to do. So this video is going to help you start 2014 on a high note, and it's designed for you to focus and on what it is that's most important to, you know, get into the business creation, the wealth creation mindset, plus you're going to get some tools as well. So it really will help you turn 2014 into a year of opportunity and get you excited about that. So this video will only be for Mastermind members. It's not going to be given to anybody else. So it'll be exclusive to all of you. And between the video and the Map Your Strategy mentoring call, I really feel it's going to be a fabulous start in January. So expect that video to be up by the second week. My webmaster is on leave for the holidays until the 5th of January. So right after that, I'm going to make sure she gets it up for you. So let me know if you have any questions. Now we have one person on the line. Press star 6 if you have a question, and I can get that answered. So let me go to area code 250. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Fiona.
Oh, hi, Fiona. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Well, my question is, with what I do as an intuitive reader, I am the business. So,
yes, you are.
So then it's looking at, you know, product, and I know the different kind of readings that I can do, and I'm, you know, it's very interesting, all the information that you gave me. I thought, okay, this is a lot for me to think about, and I do get what you're saying, but I go, but I am the business.
You are. Now, everything I talked about still applies to you, though.
Okay.
All the steps we discussed from, I mean, let me just go through them. The first is your website.
Mm-hmm.
You need a website.
Yep.
The second is your lead generation gift. You want that because you want to start a list, right? So you need a gift for them. And believe me, it's a very easy gift to create. I will show you how to do that.
Okay.
So you want that, you want a list, you want to generate leads to your website so that you can, you know, grow your list and
right.
create more clients. You want to create relationships to those clients through your e-newsletter, and you want to learn how to do that through copywriting, because your website will have different pages, right, where you'll tell them about what it is you do or about
right.
your readings, and it may just have two or three pages. But either way, you need to know how to write, because you'll also be sending them newsletters just
right.
to stay in touch, right?
Yes.
And then creating products that sell, well, for you, that's where we come into creating, you know, the product for you is a service. So we would
right.
say creating services that sell. So you could we can actually design different services, whether it's two or three. But as long as there's a sense that Fiona is, you know, does this and she does that and she can offer this or she can offer that, we can even design an actual there's so much we can do with you. We can design I'm just getting ideas now. we can design a monthly teleseminar call. That's like that is a product, right? So people, they talk to you once a month, right? So, and they pay you a monthly fee, and that's a product right there for you. It's a recurring income product, which are really powerful, right? And so there's lots to do. And then point eight, of course, is very much applies to you, the back end, where you can actually create a coaching program. You absolutely can do that as a psychic. So
yeah, I know that. I've been already pushed, and I'm being pushed, and I haven't done it yet. So that
yeah.
So that is very natural as the way to go for myself. So yes,
absolutely. What I just laid out for you is really anybody who wants to create a presence online needs all these eight parts to
right.
for it to be lucrative. And it doesn't matter whether you're heart centered or not; you're going to follow this system. So the way I'll be teaching it to you is specific to your business, right? So that you can take advantage of it in the most powerful way for you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense. And you've already kind of got on, you know, with the teleseminar, thinking, okay, that's almost what I've tried to do here locally. So I can see this, that I'm kind of clicking, going, okay, I can do that.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun, too. And you'll have people from not only in Canada where you are, but the U.S. and all parts of the world eventually tuning in, right? So,
well, they're clicking to me right now. The angels are clicking to me.
Good. I love this with my clients. They have their angels saying yes.
They're going, because I never could figure out why I went on to LinkedIn, and all of a sudden I keep getting all these people. I've got a whole bunch of U.S. people that have asked to be on my LinkedIn account, and I don't do anything on it. I'm going, my friends told me to do it, and I'm going, why? I don't really know, so I did it. But I'm seeing, okay, that's how I can start to get even clients, prospects,
yes.
doing more that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I can't wait to work with you. This is going to be so much fun.
Okay.
Especially because you're open to it. See, it really helps, even though you're a novice or feel you are a novice, you're open to growth, and that's all we need. Is an open mind is the best thing you can have. You know, I was a total novice when I started. Believe me, I knew nothing. I was just and you know, it's just a lot of fun when you're dealing with a subject that you love.
Right.
You know, because in the end, you're attracting clients who are on your wavelength and want something for you that you would love to give them,
right.
and they're paying you for it, and that's wonderful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
Okay. No, that sounds, I'm quite, okay. It's just opened me up here and more going, okay.
It is okay. And I get the trepidation part. Really, I do, because I've been there myself. So,
well, it's hard for me to even say, I have a good friend that kind of does similar stuff like this, and it's just, you know, he said, Fiona, you just have to sell yourself. Well, that's kind of not in my personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I know those are some of the things that I need to, you know, to work on and to, to kind of get organized and put out there.
Yes. And, you know, artists in general, artistic people and spiritual people have a very hard time selling themselves. It goes contrary to how they feel about how things
yeah.
should be run. And so, but it is a very important part of confidence creation, and it's not necessarily the word selling. I don't really like that word.
Right.
It's more what I said before is magnifying who you already are. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, magnifying your presence.
Right.
That is what actually sells, especially for heart-centered entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Because you're connecting heart to heart to your audience. So if you magnify that presence on your website with your photographs and your videos and your copy, you automatically you're selling, but it's not like salesy at all. It's just a natural thing that you
right.
do.
Well, so. And that's where I noticed with yours. I mean, that's how I first got on. I was interested in numerology, and I don't know how I found your website. I have no freaking idea, but I got there, and it was just your presence, seeing your videos. Because usually I can tell when there's presentations going on. I know when I'm looking at some of these web things that I just go, no, sorry, I can't. It's not right. So I sense that. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying because I know that's why I'm doing what I'm doing with you. Because I feel, yeah, I feel comfortable and I'm not being taken down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
exactly. And so if I can do it with numerology, you can do it with being a psychic. It's just
right.
a matter of learning how to do it. Right.
Okay.
And yeah, it's really, there's nothing in this that is dishonest at all. Really. It's just pure joy. And a willingness to do the work, you
right?
Know? So,
well, I can see there is a lot of work.
Yes, absolutely. But you know, any business, there's work, but the work pays off. It really does. It's like anything. There's a learning curve, and
yeah.
it's just a matter of, you know, you having the passion to say, I just got to go back to school here and learn a couple things. And by the way, these things that you'll learn, once you hire others to do these things later on when you build your team,
right.
it's really great that you learn them first. These
right.
are all things you want to know how to do because you don't want to delegate any part of your business, especially the marketing, to somebody who, you know, without you having done it first. In fact,
right.
marketing, I never recommend to delegate anyway because that's who you are.
Right.
You know, it is literally you. But there's going to be parts of your business that eventually others can do for you. And without you having done them first, it there's a real disconnect there.
Right.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think it's always best to walk through and know what it actually feels like and to work through something. And especially for me right now, I mean, I've told a couple of my friends that this is what I'm doing, and they just look at me and they said, oh, yeah, Fiona, you need help with the computer. So I'm going, but I have been doing, I've been learning lots of new things on the computer, but they're always amazed. Somehow I'm always figure out, I don't know, I'm getting better. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like I won't give you resources, too. For some
right.
of these things, it's not like you have to build your website. No, no, no. I mean, I will give you resources so you can, because I didn't build mine. I have no idea how to do that. But it's a lot easier now than when I first started to do this, you know, we'll build a WordPress site. But there are certain things that, there's a certain setup you want, and I'll show you all of that, so that when you go to whoever you go to, whether it's a local student or whoever it is, you can tell them this is exactly how I want it to look. You know, because you don't want to give webmasters any creative ideas here, because a lot of them think they know what it should look like, but really, because they're not entrepreneurs who are using the website the way you will, they actually don't know. They just like, you know, being creative with their business.
I worked with a friend that I'm now trying to promote me through her studio. Mm-hmm. And we went to this guy that was just even making us a poster. And I finally had to phone him and say, do you really understand what I do? And so he was very, you know, he wasn't very open with that. And I said, okay, well, this is what I'm looking for and what I'm comfortable with. So he finally came around. I mean, there was a few other, I mean, he gave a few choices, and it was quite funny. We had quite a good giggle over what he put for the poster, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to give you a very structured approach to how to get all of these steps done, right? In the same way, when you approach the person who designs your website, if you don't have a website, or even if you have one, you want to give them very, very, exact ideas of what you want. So
right.
that, because, you know, just from experience, I mean, even when you do that, they sometimes don't follow your instructions and you have to go back in. So that's why we'll be working together. I'll be on the phone with you every month. I'll be looking at what was created and giving you my input, you know,
right.
so that you can really stay on track.
The other thing in Canada, who I get my business cards and my rack cards made, is called Vistaprint. And they actually have websites. You go in and register your name, and then it's like I don't know if it's up now, but it might be $30 a month. I haven't gone into it and I've done anything, but I mean if I have a basic idea I can start with and then just work with that, it's a reasonable price for me to be expending that kind of money. So, because I don't know how much it costs to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's different ways to go about it. I know about Vistaprint. I actually get my business cards made with them and some postcards. But I'd have to look into that, to tell you the truth, because I don't know about their actual program. So, but I'll let you know different ways that you can approach this. So,
okay.
Yeah. Good. Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you in the program.
Well, thank
Fiona.
You for allowing me in.
Oh, of course. Yes, I really, you know, you're one of the people that I feel will really benefit from it.
Yes,
you know,
so do
not,
I.
Not that anybody else won't, but, you know, people who would not have benefited, I would not have. In fact, there was one person I didn't accept into the group, you know, because you really have to have a certain mindset to really embrace the fact that you're here for a reason and to do what it takes, you know, to get the word out. And just to also know that you're on an adventure and there's nothing that's right or wrong about it, but you might as well get on the wagon and get on the train, right, and not just stop and watch it go by forever. So it's important to do that, you know, to be the conductor of your life.
Right.
And so this is for those people, so I'm excited. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, have a good holiday, and we will speak in January. Do you have
Thanks.
Your call set up with Molly?
I don't know. I've sent my stuff, and I thought that Molly then just was coming and telling us. Do I have to get in touch with her and say
Well, she sent a list of times, I believe.
I haven't sent anything yet.
Oh, okay. Why don't you email her? I know she's traveling all day today. She won't get back to you today, but by tomorrow, hopefully she will. But she did send out an email with available time slots for your call with me. So,
I have not received that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just so everybody knows, there you should have received that email. If you didn't, just get in touch with Molly so she can get that out to you so we can get you
okay.
all set up.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. So you can just email her at molly@tanyagabrielle.com.
Yeah, I just got an email from her saying that she received my application and she just put, thank you, Fiona, and that was it. That's all I got.
Okay, then, you know what, I'm going to just make a note for Molly to get in touch with you. So,
yeah, because that was just yesterday I got it from her.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I will, thank you for letting me know that. Great. Okay, thank you, Fiona.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
All right. Okay, so anybody else, if you want to ask a question before the year ends, you can press *6 right now. Otherwise, I will close the call for now. I just wanted to get all of you excited about what we're going to cover, and I can't wait. I'm more excited about this mastermind than I have been about really any of my programs, because I just love the people in the group, first of all. That's number one. You got to love the people in your group. And second of all, I love what we're going to cover together. And I just can't wait to go on this journey with you. It's going to be really, really fun. So now if you haven't reserved your hotel room, go to the Westin Hotel LAX, that link that was sent out a couple weeks ago. Make sure you get your hotel room. The price that Molly saw last was $107 a night, which is really good. So reserve that, and I will be in touch with you, with all of you, hopefully with your calls, your private calls, your strategy calls, in January, and get the video out, and then we'll see most of you on January 31st, which is really soon. So if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I know it's over now, but just have a great holiday. And, of course, happy, happy New Year to all of you. And lots of love. And we'll talk and see each other soon. All right. Bye-bye for now.